County governments have a different relationship with their residents. It's often more accessible and personal, or so believe many of the county representatives who regularly attend the meetings of the National Association of Counties. The latest conference was this week. Maui Council member Ricky Hokama was there. We talked shortly after he got off the plane about the conversation over health care and other policies that filled the week.
Well, at the national conference, we talk about this at least three times a year. On a bigger picture, I would say for counties in general, 3,069 across the country, it is not a partisan issue. While we are very political people, counties do not see health as a partisan issue. For us, it's about fulfilling county responsibility that required by our charters to ensure public health and safety services for our most vulnerable residents. And for counties, it's our kids, our kupunas, and of those people that has challenges or disabilities.
Having said that, then, how does that fit with what you see happening on a national scale?
Well, you know, I see a lot of personalities being involved. I wish the president would come up more with a position paper than just give us 15, 30-second tweets about what his thoughts are. You know, for us, the debate should be about improving the health outcomes. It shouldn't just be about a budget exercise or a dollar amount. As a country, we should be talking about outcomes regarding our nation's health and how does it impact us regarding economic development and the ability to finance those programs to take care of those that are in need. Congress seems to be orchestrating through this health discussion for people like me at the local level a massive cost shift that is at currently beyond the capacity of not only the counties, but in my opinion, beyond capacity of even our state.
And we've been told that a lot, especially as it regards the Medicaid program. How then do you see what the counties can do at that very local level where you're more apt to be able to see people who are dramatically affected by it?
You're very knowledgeable, and thank you for coming across there, because I appreciate you asking these very hard questions. For the counties, and you know, while Hawaii has, we've adjusted since the late 50s and under the late Governor Burns with his centralized views of how healthcare and education should be in the state of Hawaii for quality and as well as fairness, counties in the United States annually invest over $80 billion in community healthcare. And for overall averages, that's about one of every $5 in county budgets across the country that puts forth in the community health program.
Does that include Maui?
For us, we put in monies, but under the state of Hawaii, the health department, and by through our state constitution, is the assigned responsible agency to move this forward. Prior to, I would say, Governor Burns making a change, every county in Hawaii to care of their own schools and their own hospitals. And that's why in the past it was called the county hospitals and King State County Hospitals. And now we're veering off to now we're going into a form of variation of privatization. Our county support over 1,000 hospitals in the country, which is about two-thirds, which are located in rural and small communities. That's where the biggest long-term impacts are currently being held, as well as about 1,000 long-term care facilities. And of that, over half of that is in rural America and small counties. So for people like me who comes from it's interesting, we think we're small, but people look at us, they come from populations of like 5,000 people counties. There's a county in California, Alpine, 1,200 people, that's the whole county. Loving, Texas, 71 people is the whole county. Compared to your LA County, 10 million, Cook County, Illinois, 9 million, San Diego, 9 million.
Which makes it kind of tough to be able to talk about county issues when you see that there's such a disparity in their size. But for Maui County, what did you take away as you're looking at, you know, the county that you know and that you've got control in many cases over the purse strings and the budget? What did you take away from this meeting that might show up in the way Maui County is governed? And certainly, as you brought up the issue with the public-private partnership with Kaiser and the hospitals on Maui, that might feel an impact from what you've learned.
I would say from my experience and how it affects Maui County, especially with myself coming from Lanai and having Lanai Community Hospital under the Maui County umbrella with Maui Memorial and Hula Hospital. What I've come is that the state, our state, really needs to relook and understand the language that people like me, as one of the delegates in 1978, expected the state to be the lead and responsible agency. And that's why earlier I brought up the point of that this should be about what is the health outcomes the people of Hawaii want, and not just be a budgetary decision that the state decided we don't want to fund this, we don't want to raise revenues, whether it be through taxes or anything else, to do what I feel is a governmental responsibility to all residents, especially Maui County.
Is there anything that you can see that from your meeting with the counties this time around might change the conversation as you come back to Maui and you look at a lot of the treatment programs, the fact that we have an opioid epidemic? Very clearly, we've been watching mental health services increase, for example, under the ACA. That might change, were the situation to change for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that confluence of, or at least the nexus of, mental health services and substance abuse, not looking at them, you know, separately, but being able to look at them together, which is the way a lot of treatment centers look at them. And this isn't even going into issues about homelessness that feeds into that, too. But was there anything?
Early childhood development. You got it.
And anything in the conversation that you heard this time around, given the national climate and the conversation, the narrative that we're hearing coming out of Washington, anything that you took away that would change how you might look at Maui and what you might like to do?
I'm convinced that what our county is doing is the correct thing to do. But what gets me excited, and I appreciate that this question, is I am looking forward to the question that the people of Hawaii will be asked next year, is whether or not we should have another constitutional convention. And I think that would be a great forum to refocus governance in Hawaii and figure out what level of governance should be the appropriate level to take care of a lot of our major issues.
While you're talking about that, can I ask you about the issue of having a county manager? Because that has come up in Maui several times. You've had conversations. As you have talked to many counties who have that form of governance, has there been any further conversation about that relative to what you might like to see happen on Maui?
I'm going to be upfront. I do not support a county manager's position. I believe that the people should be able to elect the top of their government structure. I expect a county managing director with appropriate, and that's what I have a push for. And finally, in the charter, we have the council giving reviewing confirmation for those top department heads and appointees. And that is a proper way to vet and ensure we have the right people with experience and understanding. You know, I still believe that in the traditional form of governance and under federalism, of how we started, of what the federal, state, and the local government should be, it was very clear and simple through the scores of years. I think we've kind of diluted the clarity, and by making it more complex, have diluted that level of who is governing for what purposes. I think in the state of Hawaii, there's a clear misunderstanding of what is county and what is state, especially in the area of taxation and finance. And that's why, you know, I'm going to push for the CONCON, and I believe that the counties, through their charters, should be speaking as the key governance documents.
Well, then I look forward to another conversation we can talk about that. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts.
Ricky Hokama represents the Lanai Residency Area on the Maui County Council and chairs the Budget and Finance Committee. He just returned from the Conference of National Association of Counties.